You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Snaps! We are live!
Hooray!
Punch Drunk in the house, Punch Drunk Sports. I found out that we are number 70 now.
Out of 70?
No, out of 50.
Oh, nice.
We're in the top 100. 2 weeks. Boom. We're making waves. We're moving and shaking.
Technically, we've only really had one show.
Oh, is that top 100 overall iTunes or sports podcasts?
Top sports podcast called Punch Drunk.
Nice.
We are in the top 100.
Top 100. Boom.
Bam.
Marketing is working.
Handling it.
Thank you to everybody on Friendster who is following us.
Yeah,
Punch Drunk is live in the house. Very excited. Thank you for everybody's overwhelming kind words about our last couple podcasts. People enjoy it.
And all the people that keep telling us, you guys are going to fail as human beings because you're going up against Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
We're not going, this isn't TV.
Yeah.
10% of your listeners are live.
People like, act like
download
we're
download our fucking podcast.
Dude, let's go after Rogan, man. Let's fucking take this guy down.
Like it was a strategy.
Yeah.
Like, let's go up against American Idol with our little shitty sports show.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not going, we love Joe Rogan. He's good friends of ours. We're not going against Joe Rogan. This is the time slot they gave us.
Yeah.
You know, download our fucking podcast.
It's either this.
Watch
or
it live later.
Or Sundays at 3 in the morning. What are you going to take?
That was tempting. Sundays well, at
that
3
was.
In the morning.
It sounds like 90% of the listeners wouldn't give a shit because they'll download it later. So,
yeah.
Just tape it whenever. I don't care.
By the way, a lot
10%
of,
are pissed.
A lot of people are going like, wow, Ari Shaffir, you really clean up nicely.
Yeah.
You shave the beard. You're not so Jewy looking. What have
Nose
you done, down. And what can I do to myself? That's Matt Nost filling in for Ari, who's on his way to San Diego.
He's got a gig, probably doing something.
And it sent me an email. Did you notice the time? First of all, I was with Ari Shaffir until 2:30 in the morning. 5 hours I'm with him. Not one time. We were talking about like the topics, and we talked about the podcast a lot. 5:30 in the morning, I get an email. Oh, I forgot, man. I got to go to San Diego. I have a show tomorrow.
Well, that sounds like I decide I want to get a hooker in Tijuana. I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
It's like one of those weird Vegas runs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a place. He's fine.
Yeah.
Because that's Ari's thing. He loves Tijuana hookers. So he just goes for it. It's so weird to see a guy cruising for Mexican hookers in a sweater.
So which brings me to
it's a nice cardigan, though. You know, right there. Money on one side. Condoms that he doesn't have with him. Completely vacant. Just
it brings me to
pocket.
My next point, which is I got my favorite text from you. And Ari had actually mentioned it last night, which was very coincidental that I got it today. I get up at like 11:30 in the morning and I have a text from Sam that says, call me. It takes you longer to text call me than it does to actually call me. What's your logic behind that text?
No, do you think that at all? I got to press.
Yes, I agree. Because as soon as you're like, what's you had to hit that and it hit save.
But what's
you
the
just
logic? Why don't you just call me? I'm not saying you're wrong.
Right.
I'm just saying, what is the, because you do, that's a move of yours.
Right.
And other people do that move. They'll text you, hey, call me.
Right.
But why don't you actually
because
just call
Jason,
me?
Because, Jason, I know that you have your phone with you 24/7. You sleep with it.
Yeah.
And I know that when I call you, you look at the phone and you're like, it's Sam, I'm not answering it.
How often
you
do I not take your call?
All the time, dude. All the time. So I'm like, call me when you're ready so I don't get infuriated
and
take
I'll
it personally.
Somebody that, babe.
So you take
when
it personally.
I'll do that. When you're free, shoot me a call. Like, hey, you might be busy.
Okay.
I think you might be busy right now. But I don't know if you were doing that.
No, that's why I do it.
Yeah. So it's strictly because if your call doesn't get taken, you take that extremely personally.
Yes.
You're like,
oh, I do. I take it totally, especially in L.A.
Okay.
These people, it's like you're best friends with someone.
Yeah.
They start blowing up. They never return your phone call.
Why would he big league you like that? Like, well,
why would he big league me? That's the question. And he does it.
That's a good question.
I have a lot, you know, I could be in the middle of jerking off.
Yeah.
No, I would actually take
I
your call.
I respect that.
I would take your call.
You don't always. I'm glad we got Matt on. I like talking sports with Matt for, one, you're pretty educated.
I do
two,
like
you
that.
Have an opinion.
Yeah.
And three, I can verbally abuse the shit out of you.
So
and
you think.
Don't take it personal.
So you think.
But I can scream at you.
You can go ahead and ask, but you're wrong when you scream. That's the best part. You can go ahead and just shout
but you
that
don't take it personal.
No, why would I?
There's some guys that you get in a verbal discussion with, and you know, you're talking sports, and you get passionate, and they take it so personal. You're like, I'm not going to talk to him for 3 months.
Are you saying that's Matt Nost?
No, Matt's the guy you can just tee off on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'll go right back at you. Well, right. When we agree, we sometimes just scream at each other over agreeing points.
Right. Yeah, so I'm very excited that he's on.
Like, for no reason.
Do we already have a call?
We do have a call, Luke, from the 518.
Okay, Luke, we're about to pick it up.
Okay.
Okay, when we pick it up, Luke, we want to shout out your area code and what your area code's famous for. Because I have this theory. People love to brag about the worst shit about where they're from. It's like, oh, man, I'm from Chicago, dude. We got the highest rate of drive-by shootings in America. People, like, love to claim weird shit. Like, everyone claims they're the crystal meth capital.
What PSAs are you getting?
Dude, where I've done stand-up all over the world. People brag about the worst shit.
Let's find out. Luke from Albany.
Luke from Albany?
518.
Boom.
518, Albany, number one party school in America.
Okay. Which is,
I can respect that.
What university is that?
SUNY Albany. I'm actually calling from there right now.
Oh, nice. And who ranked it the number one party school? Is it like the Playboy one, or is it just Luke from the 518 ranking it?
I think it's actually they were ranked like a couple of years ago as the number one party school, but it's really not that big a deal. Like when I went to study, you're like, oh, man, number one party school.
But you know you're not the number one school for putting out. Do you know what the number one school for putting out is?
Arizona State.
Texas, no, really?
Tell me.
Texas is the number one school for putting it out. Girls put out quicker in Texas than anywhere else. Down.
Everything's bigger and better in Texas. Let's be honest.
They really are. It's so weird. Those red state girls love to give it up.
Well, you know.
Yeah, they had a lot of shit go down here. There were like riots last year.
So Albany really was rioting?
Rioting about
they
what?
They were like flipping over cars and stuff. And
why you guys didn't win anything? Why are you flipping?
Because you guys didn't make the NIT tournament.
Didn't win. Well, just so sick and pissed off.
Oh, sorry, man.
No, go ahead.
No. There was this Kegs and X thing, which is like a yearly party, and some people just got drunk and rowdy and like flipped some cars. But now the police there are really like slammed down on the partying. You can't throw a party, otherwise you're going to get arrested. It's kind of shitty, really.
Yeah, it is shitty.
You know, too bad.
Sounds like next year you're going to be voted worst party school.
I have buddies that went to Southern Illinois, and they party so hard at Halloween that the school gives everybody the week of Halloween off to try and get them out of town. I saw them on CNN. Just on top of bars, partying. You're like, that's a school that parties right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is a school that parties.
And I love when schools try to get away from that party vibe.
It doesn't stick.
That's the best-selling point right there.
I saw people on the top of the bar that we always go to when we were there, and you're like, that looks like a great time.
If you can't go to Harvard, go to wherever the greatest party is. Harvard, you go, you're going to get a great job. You know what the name. If you can't go there, find a school where the
might
chicks
well have
put
a good
out.
Time.
Arizona Tech.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, they have the number one overdose rate. They're voted a number one school where you would
Arizona
overdose
Tech
and die.
Arizona Tech has the number one rate of anal on the first date. Did you know that?
Yeah, I can believe
nice
that.
Stat.
Yeah.
Where do you get that
get
from?
What's
up, buddy?
How do they get those numbers?
What I do is I do research by making up numbers in my head, and I just throw them out and hope people run with it.
Oh,
I'd imagine more like a Gallup poll, and you're just individually calling people in every area code.
Oh, hang on, guys. Luke, I got to let you go because we've got somebody from the 604.
Hey, Luke, call back in because Luke's a friend of mine. Call in.
Okay, call back, Luke.
All right,
buddy.
Go on.
All right, ready for a little Canada? Here we go.
Yeah. We're getting off because some guy from Canada called? Luke had a question. He called in last week.
Well, it looks like
we
got to
be loyal
back
to our two listeners.
Wow, cut him off before the question.
Vancouver, the 604.
Vancouver.
BC, bud.
What's you famous for? What's BC famous for?
Bud. Weed.
Oh, I can believe that. Yep. Canada's big on weed.
And doing coke in public, that we would have accepted that answer, too. I was
I wanted to ask was, what are your thoughts on Rampage leaving the UFC after his next fight?
What is our thoughts of Rampage? Yeah, I saw that today. He said he might... He's going to do one and done, one more fight, and then he wants to go.
We kind of talked about that on the last, right after his last fight, where, I don't know, man, I think he's one of those things where he doesn't, that's a tough weight class, because you can take a lot of striking damage.
Yeah.
When you start getting old, you start getting knocked out, you start getting dealt with. That dude's got a lucrative career acting. He's a personality.
Yeah,
you know,
but
I wouldn't say he's got
a lucrative career. He did one movie.
I think he could easily do another.
I don't know how
he did
hard
well, though. That
an
movie
action
did well.
Movie. You put him in an action movie. I mean, I don't expect him to win an Academy Award.
But does he have any worth if he's not in the UFC?
I think he does. I think he would be a good commentator on some sort of UFC show. you don't do that if you don't have other options. He obviously probably has a team of people where they're like, hey, man, if you leave here, we got a couple action movies on the table that we could do.
Yeah, before I think you he do wants serious to do, damage.
Yeah, still, before you can't talk at all. You can barely, he's halfway there already.
I think he still wants to fight. He just doesn't want to train. Like, if we can start an organization where you just show up and punch each other, that's what I think he wants to get into.
Who wants to show up to work, like, every day?
Yeah.
Forever and do that? Ah, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, just, think about it. You wake up and your asshole's already clenched up. You're like, oh, I'm going to get punched in the face today. That is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed to happen.
And they love it.
And I don't know if you love it after a while.
I think that he is, you know, he's at that weight class where he's like, look, I'm not in my prime. There's all these John Joneses of the world that I do not want a piece of. I don't need to,
he's
you know?
Definitely from the past in terms of that he was great at one thing and that was striking, and now in the UFC or MMA you have to be great at everything, world class at one thing, grappling, striking,
just one thing you gotta be badass at.
I mean, just top five in the world, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how to get to that level. But the beauty of MMA for me, and that's just all violent sports, whether it's you know, boxing or MMA, is you don't really have to be a huge name to throw. Sometimes the best fights are two dudes you don't know who they are.
They're just evenly matched, and you can just watch. I love watching like middleweight boxing where they will haul off on each other for 10, 12, 14 rounds. You're like, they beat the shit out of each other.
Right.
Well, they're walking away, eyes shut, swell, but nobody went down. And you're like, I can't. I mean, they threw everything they had at each other, and they're both small men. It's amazing.
Are you? Is he the guy from Vancouver still there?
No, he's gone. You want to go back to Luke from
Luke called in.
Luke, you still there?
Hey, man, what's up? Yeah, I'm still here.
Luke, what was your question? You called in for something.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys something about baseball, but since we're on the topic of MMA, I was wondering, what are you guys more excited about? Are you guys more excited about the featherweight division or the women's championship that Rousey versus Tate? Because, like, what do you think is more potential?
I love them both. I love both. I love all the small weight classes. I think those guys just wail on each other. Mm-hmm. Those are dudes who like the. I said this last week. Those are guys who like to fight.
Yeah, they have more energy, so the fights are more animated. You know, they get more accomplished.
Yeah, it's like heavyweights. They're just big guys, so they always get funneled into that.
Well, then they get tired.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They get tired. I couldn't imagine being that size and doing that crap. But the little guys can just keep going. It's
And this fight that just happened between Tate and Rousey was phenomenal. Yeah. It was the best thing that ever happened.
I will agree with that.
To women's sports.
All women's sports?
Yeah, I would put it up there. It's the first time you're like, holy shit, that was some excellent, excellent athletics, man. Women's athletics. It's not like
all women's Wimbledon's, all those things.
Yeah, I can watch women's tennis.
There's a lot.
I like that a lot.
I would put it up there with an epic battle. This chick almost broke this chick's arm.
I mean, I would think that it was.
I think she did break it.
No, they said later they saw it, but it looked like it got snapped.
Dislocated everything in her elbow. But.
Is that all it was? Dislocation? There's no chipped, like.
And you're kind of happy because they're both hot. Like, I mean, these are literally two smoking hot chicks just beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Hey, what's not to like about that?
I was so impressed with the fight.
Yeah.
And I really hope that Strikeforce keeps women's MMA, because it literally is one of the sports you could watch.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about that is that that fight and how many people talked about it and how it caught on like wildfire on the internet and how many people watched it live, it lived up, it exceeded any expectations that you had, which validates women's MMA. I think Strikeforce, it would be stupid not to keep it more.
Luke, what do you think? Do you like the ladies fighting or?
I really enjoyed it. I generally, I used to not really like the women's divisions too much because of Cyborg and how she was just destroying chicks. Like, it was
she was cheating.
Watch.
I think we all, like, her failing. Do you know Cyborg? Do you know that
whole
thing?
I love the name, though.
Cyborg's this, she's a Brazilian fighter.
Okay.
She's actually.
She looks like what you would think she would look like.
Okay. I mean, I've got it in my head. Yeah.
If you took, like, a Brazilian guy, cut his dick off, and then made him fight women.
So, like, the South African runner from, like, what, 5 years ago or 4 years ago?
No, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. No, that person was actually born, like, with both gene traits. I'm pretty sure Cyborg was born a man. That's what I'm pretty sure she pegs her husband in the ass. Like, he's got, like, taken in the ass written all over him.
It's just taped under the fight?
No, they chopped it off. They chopped it off. She wanted a belt.
Sure. Yeah.
And she tested positive for steroids, was the biggest. I think the test didn't come back positive. It came back duh.
Yeah, it was the first steroid test that they just did with their eyes. Yeah. They're like, you know what? You just tested. As soon as she took her shirt off, you're like, wow, you just tested positive for steroids.
My dick went completely flaccid. I didn't pee in anything. She tucked up into me.
Yeah. I don't need any of your piss. I'm positive that you're on steroids, sir.
So yeah, now exactly. She's gone, and they're not going to sign her again. I guarantee you they never sign Cyborg again.
Well, that being said,
she's unmarketable.
Are steroids against the rules?
Yeah, unfortunately, which I
all that being said, in answer to your question, I'm more excited about the featherweight division.
I do love that division. I love that they...
If you're asking me which one you're more excited about, you know, you're just for the sheer competitiveness of it, you're going to get 6, 7, 8 contenders. That thing is going to congeal, and you're going to find out who the top 10 really are. I guess you have to by the nature of there's 10 of them, but can you really get 10 good female MMA fighters? There's not a bunch of different weight classes. You know what I mean?
You're going to start seeing that.
I think that you will too, but if you're asking me right now today, what do I think over the next year is going to prove to be more exciting fights, more competitive fights, and more fights in general, it's going to be the featherweight division.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Well, yeah, but how long do you think if the women's has the momentum will it take to build that? Like to get 10 good fighters or 12, 5 years?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah,
that's how long
sport,
it takes to...
This sport
grows...
3 to 5 years.
That's what I figure, 5 years.
Fast.
Yeah.
Like where the sport was 5 years
ago? Well,
you
have to come in with a certain ability. Like I have to be able to whoop somebody's ass on some level or have some physicality because you're going up against huge guys.
Almost everybody either comes in already with a black belt in something.
Yeah, or was a wrestler.
Or was a national wrestling champion.
Yeah, it makes sense. You have to be conditioned to this.
You know, so it's really what you're saying is like what are the percentages of women that already have a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or whatever, have a strong wrestling background. On top of that small number, you go, what percentage of them want to fight for money and put their health and risk on the line?
That's the thing.
And forego a family
for
the most part.
There's less money for them, so there's less women, you know, chasing it.
And the purses on those fights, they're not getting $300,000 a fight. I mean, that's, you know,
Gina Carano's probably getting, what, $50,000 a fight?
Yeah, and there are a couple of them that are personalities that do movies and that do little things like that. And, you know, they're attractive. They're sexy fighters.
Well, what's the one
but they're also
name?
Badasses. They have black belts. You know, they'll fuck you up in a parking lot.
Was it Haywire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gina Carano.
She was good in that. I was surprised.
She's good. She actually can fight. She's a great fighter.
She's a good fighter.
I just don't think she wants to do that anymore. I think as an MMA fighter, once you do a movie, you realize I can make a lot of money and not get punched in the face.
Yeah.
It changes how
make
you
even
operate.
More money.
Yeah.
Because what were her purses before? And I bet she got a good payday for that.
All right, Luke, thanks for calling
thanks for
in,
calling
man.
You,
we appreciate it, dudes. We're getting better at callers. We just talked the whole time.
I know.
Quick thing, man.
Yeah.
I listened to the Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank with Tebow, and it was awesome. Really, I really liked
it. Oh, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
It's really moving, man. I like that a lot.
Yeah, so, this is tough subject matter, but it was cool, man.
Big
I love those guys.
Yeah,
thanks, brother.
Right,
thanks for calling.
Later.
Thanks, bud. Look at our boards are just going crazy with Christmas lights right now.
It's lighting up right now.
I feel like I'm at the 99 cent
store. Do you
want to
take more calls, Sam, or do you want to go into any topics that you want to talk about?
Well, since we're on MMA, I'd like to... This isn't necessarily you have to watch it. Just you'll just understand what I'm talking about. The Ultimate Fighter reality series is moving to FX.
Okay.
They're
going
to start doing live fights. But the biggest news right now is that one of the fighters used to do gay porn.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they found his name. Someone found his name. They put it all out. And he released a statement saying, you know, yes, I did that. I regret it. And I'm not gay. I was gay for pay. Which is such an interesting thing to me. The whole concept of gay for pay.
You know what I'm going to ask you?
What?
How much money?
How much money did he get paid to?
Would you accept to be in a gay film? You can dictate the terms. You're taking it. You're giving it. Whatever. How much? What's your dollar amount?
I wouldn't do it. The only way I would do gay porn is if it's the only way I could save Earth.
Well, God bless you for that.
Yeah. You know, that's
you
the
for
stakes.
That. I don't know what to say to that. But.
Yeah. If someone's like, you know, either you fuck that man or Earth is dead. You know, that's the only way.
You salute that boner and you go to town.
1 minute?
Yeah.
All right. We got 1 minute before we take a break.
But
I would say for me, and we'll get back to this after the break, though, time's a little tough for me right now. Turkey sandwich.
Turkey sandwich. Well, it could be some
with
good
all
turkey,
the
though.
Trimmings,
peppercorn or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like
that.
Something fresh.
Nice, nice. Well,
yeah, but
yourself.
You didn't even say
treat
what
yourself.
You were. Turkey to take it in the ass. Turkey sandwich.
We'll talk about it after
but
the
you
break.
You go roast beef for.
All right, well, we're going to continue on this topic when we get back. Please call us in. What's the number?
888-520-4374. Give us a call.
We're back with Matt Notes, and we'll be talking some basketball, little Chicago Bulls, how bad they're doing this year, and we'll just move on with that, okay?
Okay, yeah, you enjoy that BS.
Okay.
Let's get to this break, because I want to tear you new asshole.
All right, man. Well, thanks for listening to Punch Drunk.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Hey everybody, it's Brendan from the Squadcast. Eric and I are doing our first live show at the Lovitz, and seriously, this event is going to blow. Come celebrate and
what?
I hate you. Come celebrate National Steak and BJ Day with the Squadcast on Wednesday, March 14th. I can't. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Okay. Come celebrate National Steak and BJ Day with the Squadcast on Wednesday, March 14th from 8 to 10 p.m. After our regular show from 6 to 8 on the Toad Hop Network, we're heading down to the stage joined by stand-up comics, games, prize giveaways, and even a BJ class from a world-class expert. No bull. $5 gets you into this patriotic celebration of the finer things in life. So join the Squadcast March 14th at 8 p.m. for the Fantasy Bromance Banquet at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater. Check out the alien.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Feel like we're getting back from solving crimes.
That
in
was
Hawaii.
Like 1970s sports, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
I thought that was more like Hawaii 5-0.
Black guys make it to the NBA.
Who'd have thunk it?
All right, so we got a guy who's been. We're talking UFC. We're gonna move on to the NFL and NBA.
This will be our last
UFC
topic.
Calling us. Hit it. Where are you from? What's your area code? What's your area famous for?
Little 604.
Oh, come on.
You're on finally, buddy. Thanks for holding. Jay?
Okay.
This is Jay, right?
Hello, yeah, this is Jay.
Did you fall asleep, bro? Were you sleeping?
I guys love the podcast so far.
Oh, thanks, man.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion. Disagree or agree? BJ Penn is the most overrated fighter of all time.
Totally disagree? I personally do. He's actually one of my favorite fighters.
What was the question one more time?
BJ Penn, most overrated UFC fighter of all time.
I don't know how that statement's possible.
What's your argument behind that? You think that he is? Well,
I think so.
In what? Okay, defend your point. How is he overrated?
Okay, whenever this guy got the big fight, two losses to George St. Pierre, two losses to Frankie Edgar, got the shit kicked out of him by Nick Diaz.
He was old by then.
Yeah. Okay. The first. I mean, let's go
he
with that first loss to George St. Pierre. Does anyone really think he lost that fight?
I 100% think he won the fight.
Yeah.
Off of his jab alone. I mean, you saw St. Pierre's face. St. Pierre, the look on St. Pierre's face after that fight was like, whoo.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one of those where the
guy.
Let's
just go home and get away with this fucking
so
robbery.
Much damage was done. You're like, how can that guy have won the fight?
So did it come down to a judge's decision?
Yes. Yeah. And okay. It was a bad.
So that happened. So it's like boxing then.
Yes.
You're like, what fight
everybody,
did you
yeah,
watch?
Everybody. Yeah.
The whole
by
place
the time.
Erupt?
By the time they fought
oh,
the
yeah.
second everybody,
yeah.
everybody. Yeah. They still say
I
that.
I love
to
that when that happens.
By the
sucks,
time they
but.
Fought the second time, he's just a different, another level of fighter. By that time, St. Pierre had become George St. Pierre, and BJ Penn, I don't want to say that he was old.
He'd become
at that point
the cool St. Pierre that everyone loved, not this new St. Pierre after Matt Serra, who's in his head and doesn't want to lose. He fights not to lose instead of fighting to
yes.
win.
Yeah. He was the guy that was like.
And then the fight against Edgar. A lot of people thought he won the first one. I could go either way on that. So those are two dicey decisions. But, I mean, this guy was the first guy to be, like, multi-disciplined. He was, like, one of the new breeds where he was phenomenal at jiu-jitsu.
Virtually impossible to take down. His balance and his rubber guard, and like, his rubber guard alone, I mean, he could pull his head. He could tie you up with his leg. I mean, he put himself in positions that you're like, how can anybody contort themselves
like
that?
I mean, those guys
like
are
that.
Way more overhyped. Kimbo Slice, Chung Lee. I mean, we go on forever.
Brock Lesnar would be my vote for most overhyped
yeah.
fighter in UFC history.
Well, can you say BJ Penn's a top five fighter of all time?
Well, I mean, that's
a
hard thing,
one.
But he is
that's
in the mix.
I don't think he's a top five fighter ever.
I think.
Well, who's your top five fighters ever?
I think he's top 20 for
it
sure.
We'll go Anderson Silva.
Yes.
Fedor.
Yes, yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Shogun.
No, you know, I would go BJ Penn over Shogun.
Shogun in Pride was pretty phenomenal. Yeah, I'd put you.
Yeah,
I could
okay,
give
I'm
you that.
Fine.
See, that's a guy I could give you.
Okay, two more.
John Jones, is he going to be in there?
Probably.
Well, John Jones loses to Evans.
Would you put St. Pierre in there?
Are you saying John Jones going to lose to Evans?
I think if anyone can beat him at 205, it's Evans.
That's interesting.
I don't think anyone else.
I don't think that. I hear what you're saying, bro. I don't think that fight is going to be as lopsided. Everyone's like, Jones is going to run through him, which could very easily happen. Jones has made some fantastic fighters look stupid as fuck.
I think,
but Evans is smarter than people are giving him credit for, and Evans has that kind of game that scares Jones, which is a little. He's going to box him a little more than he's used to.
Yeah,
Evans has good takedowns too. I mean, John Jones is a tough motherfucker to take down, but Evans will get your don't get your back on that ring. Don't get your back on that cage because Evans is very accurate at, like, what's up, face?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's also.
That's a combo, I think, officially called.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a what's up, face,
yeah.
right there.
You know?
That's a 3-4-5.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing.
3-4-5.
Evans yeah. has, you know, kind of a psychological. That's what he's doing with prepping.
Evans has been in a lot of big fucking fights. John Jones has really been in arguably
but he's always
three.
Gets caught. In the third round, Evans always gets caught, and there's that scramble. Can he make it through to the end of the fight to get the decision by
who
the judges?
Who wins that fight? I think Jones.
I think Jones, too.
Could Evans win that fight? Yeah. Is it going to be a better fight than people think? I think so.
I think it's going to be.
Evans is going to. I think Evans
John
is.
John Jones is just. Like,
I think he's
almost,
the best fighter there is right now.
Right now, it's okay. like this guy.
205?
Youngest champ ever.
He's the
phenom.
He's
the LeBron
youngest
James,
brother.
His rookie year kind of a guy.
Okay. His brothers are both either in the NFL or about to be drafted into the NFL for defensive linemen.
Freakish.
Well, okay, who
he's
in the
freakish.
NFL is it?
I don't know. The Joneses. They're both Joneses.
That narrows it down to
well,
a
I don't
guy.
Know their name. We'd have
the black guy named Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
The, black
the
guy
big
named
black
Jones.
Guy
Google
named Jones.
Google it. You got a computer right
defensive
there.
Defensive lineman? Okay, that narrows
but
it down
But they used
to
beat the crap out of him his whole life. So he was fighting Division I
yeah, and,
football players his whole
he,
life.
Exactly.
And he learned.
Oh, I thought my brother was rough.
I always said this, man. Nike should sponsor his mother's womb because that puts out elite twitchy fiber athletes. LeBron James' mom, same thing. Crack had to put out the greatest NBA athlete we've ever seen.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. That guy's amazing.
I personally think the person who beats John Jones is going to be John Jones. when he's doing everything but training for MMA, that's when he's going to get caught. When it's one of those things when Mike Tyson goes to Japan, he doesn't even bring his managers. He just shows up and he's going to go through Buster Douglas, and he totally looks over the fight and he's going to get caught.
Yeah.
And that's
his brother, one brother, Arthur Jones, defensive tackle for the Ravens.
Yeah.
Was selected.
And his other brother plays in Syracuse right now, and they think he's going to be a first round draft pick.
Where did Jones, is it Baltimore? Where did he go to college?
Syracuse.
Yeah.
They're from the 607, son. That's where I grew up. 607 for life.
Son?
Yeah.
607 okay. for life. All right, Jay, thanks for calling in.
Jay, thanks for calling in. You're a little crazy, but I love you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, man.
That's Jones. So that's, we'll wrap on the UFC on that.
Yeah, let's wrap on the UFC. It was fun. We'll talk about it.
Other topics we want to do. You want to take an 812? Want to talk a little NFL? Make that segue?
All right, let's.
Why not? Let's do it.
We're gonna get in the NFL. Let's see who we talk to. What's your area code? What's it famous for?
What's up, Red?
Hey, this is Red. Basketball's my favorite sport, but I want to talk about Peyton Manning leaving the Colts.
Oh, okay.
And you're calling from the 812.
What's the 812 famous for?
Absolutely nothing. Corn.
Corn.
Southern Indiana.
Whereabouts? Evansville, neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
So what are they famous for in Evansville? Is it like trailer trash?
Basketball, famous for basketball, right on the border of Kentucky.
Every once in a while, but tornadoes keep taking them away, so they don't stay too long.
Tornado Alley, right on the border of Kentucky.
Yeah, why do people live in Tornado Alley? I mean, why isn't anyone's like, hey, welcome to Tornado Alley?
It's fertile land. There's all kinds of things you can grow on it and sustain on it. That's why people move there, because it's a good plot of land. It just happens to be in this geographic funnel for bad weather activity.
Red, are you? Is that the second biggest city in Indiana? Am I right on that?
Third, I believe. Fort Wayne's second.
Oh, okay. There you go. See? Look at me with my Indiana trivia. You're welcome.
So interesting.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So you want to talk NFL. You're wondering about, you're obviously a big Colts guy then, right?
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys thought about it, or Peyton leaving, and where you think it'll end up.
Well, I'd want to clarify this, because this is one thing I wanted to talk about, is Ari and I made a bet.
We have a thing called Bag of Bets.
Yeah. And I would like to, because we did it at the end of the show, we didn't totally get it in. Ari and I have discussed it. And this is what the bet is. Week one, if Peyton Manning is on the Colts, they don't trade him for just week one, that's it. They could trade him week two, doesn't matter. But the bet is, week one, will Peyton Manning be on the Colts team? I say no fucking way.
I don't think
Ari says yes.
Yeah.
The loser has to tweet their phone number for 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're going to win that bet.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to win it by this week.
And I'll tell you why,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you are.
I'll tell you why.
They're not going to pay him the roster bonus. They're not going to tie into that contract.
I'll tell you why.
Unless he restructures, he's gone.
I'll tell you why. Solely because the Colts have the number one pick.
Yep.
And they're going to grab a quarterback of the future with Andrew Luck.
Yep.
If you guys, for some reason, squeaked into the playoffs, or you guys are picking somewhere around 18, 19,
yeah,
you guys keep Peyton Manning for 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah. Right.
Hope you got that last year.
There's no way you guys can afford to pay Peyton Manning the $28 million he's due in about 7 days, nine days.
March 8th, actually.
What's that?
March 8th.
March 8th. Okay, so this week you got to write a $28 million check to Peyton Manning, and then April 26th, sign a quarterback with the number one pick overall for about $50 million bucks. So you're going to be
Which would be a deal on number one picks. I mean,
yeah,
now
but the NFL,
like Sam Bradford got the last huge contract. Luck is worth that money. That's
yeah,
everybody's
but the NFL just put a cap on that. They put a rookie cap on that, which is smart. They should put a rookie cap on that. I agree with that. But let's not get off the subject here, which is that's why.
I agree with
that. You guys will not have $78 million of salary cap money tied up in one position.
Yeah,
you can't afford it.
And you can't.
It's a numbers game. It has nothing to do with what you think of Peyton Manning. Can he throw? Can't he throw? What if he gets sacked? You guys would ride Peyton Manning if you had to. But now you have a perfect window, and it's come to this like shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
What do we do?
And you know what? They gave him $28 million last season.
It's a business decision.
And he didn't play it down. And, you know, I understand injuries happen, but that's a lot of money to do nothing.
It just sucks because you know you have to turn on Peyton after he's done everything for your town. You know what I mean? He put Indy on the map as far as football, and he has been their savior. Yeah, that guy is an amazing player.
But you have to, for the future of the franchise,
you have to. I would do it. I'm a Bears fan. It would suck if I had Peyton Manning and had to make that decision, but Andrew Luck is the future, and you got to
do it. Hall of Fame as a Colt wearing a Dolphins jersey come September.
I agree
That's
with
what
that.
I say.
You think Dolphins?
If I was Redskins. Him, I'm going Dolphins. I'm not going Redskins.
He already has a condo. He has a condo in South Beach. He already has a residency in South Beach.
I don't think he's going for money. I don't think because the Redskins are going to throw every dollar they have in the bank at him. I think he's going to go where he thinks he has the best chance to win. And I think that's Miami because they have a playoff defense already.
Fucking fantastic
receiver. And they got an all-pro receiver.
Reggie Bush, who can catch out of the backfield. Yep. Reggie Bush has 80, 90 catches one season.
A little bit more edge
that's
James,
more than a receiver.
You know what I mean?
Well, that Daniel Thomas kid is actually a pretty good running back, too.
He's great between the tackles.
That's where I'm going if I'm Peyton Manning. And I don't feel bad. It's not like he like was still playing at a high level and you said, here's the door, what they did to Montana. He was out and had like four neck surgeries.
In under a year. And his neck is now fused in parts.
Yeah.
And still healing.
Yeah, exactly. So he gets hit one time. He could be paralyzed.
Yeah, I understand his will to keep playing, but you got to ask yourself, is it still worth it?
Yeah, at this point.
What do you think, Red? As a Colts fan, what would you like your team to do?
I understand the business decision. You got to build for the future, but we're only going to have 4 wins this upcoming season without him, so that kind of sucks. 2 years of terrible teams to watch.
Yeah. I mean, what if Andrew Luck has this great season, though? Do you like the Andrew Luck pick?
He's looking good.
Yeah, he does. He looks NFL ready.
I was saying that about Cam Newton. But, I mean, this guy went to the combine and put up huge Cam Newton numbers.
Yeah, he did better than Cam Newton, like 2 of them. But Cam Newton, I was always like, look, I didn't see any of this at Auburn. And then after 2 or 3 games in the NFL, you're like, this guy's legit.
After one game, he put up like 350.
But he consistently did it.
And that brother's for real.
Yeah,
dude.
I wrote him through fantasy football.
That was my biggest regret. I never drafted him. I was
always the one that told me about him, Teeb. I didn't really watch him. You're like, I watched him throw across his body a 50-yard just laser pass.
But he's their goal line back, too.
Yeah.
You get to the 5-yard line, this dude is running twice, and he's getting in.
He's hitting them as much as they're hitting him. They have to think about that.
They got 2 seasons left of that bullshit. They'll probably cut it out this year. You can't do that, you know?
And no bullshit, and this is very important at the quarterback position. He's a good-looking guy. He's charismatic. He's articulate. He's smart. You know?
Would you be cool if he banged your sister?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Would that be awesome if Cam Newton was just banging your sister?
Dude, it'd be
barreling
great.
Barreling in.
Just destroying it.
I'm fine with that. You kidding me? You get to hang out with that guy?
What's our caller's name again?
It's Red.
Red, would you be cool if Cam Newton just banged your sister?
Hell yeah, if you bought me a car.
Yeah, right?
That's your asking price as a car? I just wanted to be his friend.
Yeah. I just want to have a nephew that I know might go pro.
You're getting a fucking car out of this? I got to renegotiate. Yeah, I just wanted to have maybe eat a turkey sandwich with him, if you know what I mean.
You do not let him pull out. You just hold him down.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No,
just wrap legs and arms around. Yeah.
You're taking this one to the end zone.
Yeah,
bro.
We want this family tree to take a shot up. We want the branch to go up instead of down.
Throw a deep ball.
I got the lead
blocker
for Cam now.
Yeah.
Banging my sister.
Yeah.
Do you have a sister, Red?
No, I don't.
Which is even weirder. Would you let him?
So that's why you're so cool, though, because he really doesn't have a sister.
What if you wanted to bang your girlfriend? Are you married? You got a girlfriend?
Probably. I don't know.
You'd let him?
I got a girlfriend. Maybe it's Cam Newton. Fuck.
Yeah. That's the same thing I said. This guy's great. I was like, one time I used to work at the Standard Hotel, and Kobe Bryant was doing a shoot there, and he came out, and I'm like, that's a higher level of human being. How we're in the same species, I don't know. And if my girlfriend called and goes, listen, Kobe wants to go balls deep. What do I do? I'm like, enjoy. Go have fun. I can't hate you.
You mean you saw him, and just by looking at him, you're like, wow, he's just bigger, faster, stronger. He's like, his genetics are superior to mine.
Completely.
Okay. You know what? I have the opposite story. Red, thanks for calling in, man. I don't want to keep you on the line, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thanks, Red. Calling again, bud.
I had the opposite thing happen to me when I was working on the Fox lot, and I was doing that Red Zone NFL show that I do, and... coming out of the bathroom, so they in the studio next door to me was the NFL Live Sunday, the Terry Bradshaw and all those guys, yeah. JB. So you're constantly like running into those guys in the hallway, standing right next to me, coming right at me. I had a very small conversation with him, Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you this, I'm 6'1", 6'4", in heels. I see Jerry Rice looking at me, and I'm like, you did all of that? Dude, he looks and is built pretty much like you.
Yeah.
I had two.
But he's not playing anymore.
I don't care. Still. I had 2.5 inches on this guy. He wasn't super built. I mean, he was a good looking guy, you know, wearing a suit. But in your mind, you think greatest receiver all time, most touchdowns all time, most yardage all time, most Super Bowl touchdowns. He owns records running backs aren't even close to.
Yeah.
No one may ever catch him with his
right.
receiving touchdowns. And you look at him, and if you were at a Starbucks with this guy, you never would. You wouldn't pick him out.
Dude, I saw Philip Rivers.
It's just determination, heart, yeah, speed.
Philip Rivers looks like you a little bit taller, Teep. Just a little bit, like 6 inches.
Quarterback,
inches
I can understand, though.
Still, though, I mean, he didn't. At no point was like, I'm not physically intimidated you other than size. Like, you're taller than me. But
yeah, but let's talk. 2011 Jerry Rice or 2012? Let's talk 1994 Jerry Rice. It's a whole different human being. I mean, that guy's, like, his playing
still
days
been the same,
shredded.
Still would have been the same height. Still, yeah, he was, not I like mean, he was super built
his
up.
His workout routine, I mean, was almost as stringent as Peyton's back in the day.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I'll give you that. In season, like in his prime, I'm sure he's just one big muscle. You know what I mean? Just this taut,
yeah.
like, ass-whooping machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could understand it, man. You know, I mean, there's some people who are athletic, but they don't look athletic. And that's probably why he only played at, like, an unknown school in college.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who he was because they probably looked at him, they eyeball tested him. They're like, this guy is nothing.
Yeah, Mississippi Valley State or something like that, right?
Yeah, and then he just, I mean, that's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, like Kobe, you're just, like, genetic super freak.
Okay,
well,
let's...
He's also a world-class basketball athlete, and I think those guys are the best athletes in the world. I think that one takes every, like, you have to be strong and fast and agile and coordinated and, like, everything to be the best at it. Like, LeBron...
I think soccer's up there. I mean,
yeah.
If you watch soccer, you're like, those dudes are running for almost 2 hours straight.
I know.
Up, just running. They're, like, doing sprints the whole time. It's like, that's super athletic, man. And we're now getting into it out here because, you know, the powers that be have decided that, like, ESPN's like, we're 24 hours. We need as much sports to cover as possible.
Yeah.
So they're creating the following, and they know the Latino community is getting bigger in America.
I think the problem is even more, like, big. I think it's bigger than that. I think ESPN is looking at this, like, globally. Like, this is soccer around the world. Their numbers around the world are bigger than our NFL numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
Bigger than our NFL numbers, which is the
biggest. It's every other country against us. You know what I mean?
Which is America's game. It's the biggest, most important thing here. ESPN's going like, we got to get into this soccer money somehow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
and you got to put, the only way you're going to get people into it is if you put a quality product on the screen.
Well, because you're competing against everything now. You know what I mean? You want to penetrate our sports market? Well, you got to be better than MMA, we were talking about, basketball, football. Like, you got to break
You got to knock
three,
hockey
four.
Out of that top
Exactly. Or baseball four. Somehow, but baseball's slipping. Like, you got to, I mean, you
yeah,
got to
I don't know how much longer baseball has.
I stopped watching. Last year's the first season I didn't. I don't think I watched one game. I went to a live one. That
I like it live, but it's just, it's the season's too long.
It's too boring. It just takes forever, and you're like, "Why?" All
so you
these
talk
games?
To a true baseball fan, though. They're like, "No, you're wrong, man. That's part of the strategy. That's what you do.
Yeah,
you
I'll
learn
give them
when
that.
To get
yeah,
hot. You learn when not to. It's like a marathon." Versus,
I'm sure. Like that dog show in New York is fun to go to too, but it's not my thing.
Right. Let's go. Let's go, Dylan from the 606. Wants to keep talking NFL. Maybe a little Saints. I assume this is.
Yeah. Let's talk about this.
I think it's 606. Is that right, Dylan? What up?
608, what's up, guys?
608, what's up? I'm from the 607. Are we anywhere near each other?
I had to one-up you a little.
Oh, you're a dangerous man.
Where in Wisconsin, bro?
Madison.
What are you guys famous for?
I'd say beer and the Packers.
Nice, nice.
And those two go hand in hand, too.
Fat-ass chicks. I love Midwestern fat-ass chicks. I just love a fat-ass.
Girls in the Midwest are hot, man.
Yeah, and they put out.
I love Midwest. Yeah, because there's nothing else to do.
They assume you're going to have... Every time they have sex, they assume they're having your baby.
Shitty weather is great for fucking. Because you can... You're like, it comes out of boredom.
Dude, statistically, more people are born... You know, like, a ton of people have birthdays in August and, like, early September, whatever
September.
Else. Yeah. A higher disproportionate number. Because 9 months before that is...
New Year's
end of
Eve.
December, January, and February, the coldest months where nobody goes fucking
and
outside.
And New Year's Eve and Christmas where everyone's getting schnockered.
Yeah,
so it's cold.
You're looking for any excuse to do anything. You're like, I'm fucking. Let's fuck. You
it's
know
cold.
What I mean?
You're hammered. You're inside. It's like, what else are you going
to
do?
Yeah. And those chicks, that's what they do. Like, they have fun until 22.
There's nothing else to do in Wisconsin but get hammered year-round.
Thank God.
And fuck, bro. Don't
Thank
discount
God.
Fucking.
Drink on a dirt road.
Hey, would you let Cam Newton bang your sister? Would you let Cam Newton bang your sister?
But definitely.
That's cool.
Of course you say
That's
it like
so
that.
That's
I
so
have one. I don't know.
How about your cousin?
The
How about your cousin? You got a cousin?
It's easier to say when you don't have a sister.
Yeah, it's way easier.
Definitely.
So what do you want to talk about on football? What are you looking to talk about?
Well, I was wondering how you guys feel about the whole bounty on the Saint or the
Yeah, we were going to talk about that anyway.
Does anyone know how that came?
Yes.
Who snitched?
They originally thought that it was a disgruntled assistant coach that was fired from the team, let go from the team, and was kind of like, I'm going to fucking throw a monkey wrench into your plans. I'm going to release.
When did snitching become cool?
And then they now think, I now recently read a report that it is somebody, it wasn't that person, but it is another person in a similar vein. They're protecting the person's name.
Wow, that's a lot of subterfuge. It's a layer over a layer.
This is like a Matt Damon movie.
It's a fire. Yeah. It's an assistant. I don't want to say strength and conditioning coach, but of that level, it's not like a defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
but it's an assistant coach that was let go. That was let go, and is like, oh, really? Fine, I'm gonna give you a nice.
What's your take on it real quick?
My take on it is I think it's very common. I think every NFL team is, but I understand why they say no.
Yeah.
I understand why they say they don't. But what's interesting about it to me is that Jonathan Vilma and Drew Brees are both high members of the Players Association Union.
Oh, they were discussing on ESPN today.
They were both two people that were going, that have to go to all these meetings about safety on players, about the concussions, contract negotiations when there was the strike. Jonathan Vilma and Drew Brees were two of the, 15, 20 players that represent the players in the Players Union.
Yeah.
So now they're like, hey, hold up. I get that the Saints are wrong for saying we'll give you $20,000 extra if you break Brett Favre's leg, and they had all these bounties out on players with the extra money that apparently the players were putting into this pool themselves.
Okay.
So it wasn't coming from coaches or the organization. The players were like, I'll throw in a thousand into this pool.
Right.
And if somebody got hurt, you would get money for doing that. What's interesting is like the two of the fucking main people representing player safety for the Players Union are on that team. So now they're like, I want to know.
I think those are two separate issues, man.
I want to know what Drew Brees knew about this
shit. I think it's two separate issues.
But that doesn't matter. It's going to be one issue. You know what I mean? Because otherwise it's going to be like, look, you're being hypocrites. If you knew that your team was going out and had bounties on guys, and to intentionally hurt them and then come here and cry about owners don't care about player safety, be like, bullshit. You can't have it both ways.
I'm also
to me,
hearing,
it's like women, though. It's like women. Individually, they hate each other, but collectively, they come together.
Support each other.
Solidarity.
Yeah, but individually, they're like, fuck you. You ain't all that. I'm the shit, you know? Individually.
I think
it's two totally different
things.
I think
it's going to be very interesting. I believe middle of this month, they're going to release what the penalties are. They're going to be severe.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they just were. Like they
Goodell's
did, too.
Gonna nip this in the butt.
What do you think of it? What is their call?
Dylan, what do you think of it, buddy?
Yeah, well, I think I could have sworn last year when the Packers won the Super Bowl, Charles Woodson was doing the same thing. He was paying like $1,000 for big hits and shit like that, and nothing's coming about it.
There's a lot of stuff coming out about that.
What if you're breaking the story, dude? You just threw your own team under the bus. You should be burying that in the backyard so no one knows about that.
There's been at least eight different...
Rodgers, it doesn't matter.
There's been at least eight different teams.
I agree, he's great.
There's been at least eight different teams from retired players or current players that are like, yeah, that's very common. When I was playing with the Bills, the Bills are one of the teams
that
are saying they did
it. And I like it from the aspect of it makes guys more competitive and stuff, but I understand why the league is like, no. Yeah. I think you're right. It's going to be bad penalties coming from Goodell.
I think the NFL has to come to grips with they're a violent sport. I mean, this whole notion that you're going to take out violence, do you know how they said you can get rid of concussions?
This is different, though.
Get rid of face masks.
Oh, yeah, that'll stop concussions.
Yeah, because they're going to, whoa, I don't want to fuck my face up.
Yeah, guys won't run, charge into it. Yeah, except, but it takes one crazy guy, like, what's his name, on Minnesota, Jared Allen. That guy's nuts. I see him barreling face first into guys. Oh, yeah, no face mask? Watch this. I'm going to intimidate you with my nose.
That's why he's exciting. That's why he makes a big money. He plays with reckless abandon. I pay money.
To see that.
To watch that. That's what I want.
I pay money for big hits.
Yeah.
Okay. And the watch cheerleaders.
They get paid millions of dollars to put their...
What if we all walking in with tossing a couple bucks into like some big pot and be like, biggest hit tonight, guys.
What if we start a Kickstarter account?
You're on stage at the Comedy Store. I just come in and clip your legs out.
Yeah.
I get $55 for that.
Why not? Let's get a little pool going.
Thank you, Ma. I want to thank Wisconsin for calling in. See,
thanks,
need to
Dylan.
Know the people's names. I can't remember anyone's names. Thanks for calling in.
It was Dylan, wasn't it?
Dylan, yeah.
Dylan. 1 minute. We got 1 minute. I'm I'm against it. I think they should be at whatever, man.
Here's what happens.
They're technically already getting paid to take people out.
Yeah.
And if you think they're tackling to stop you, no, they're trying to hit you, get you out of the game.
And there's been people that have said that, like, that's going to happen anyway. They were just having this thing. It's almost like gambling. But here's what's going to happen. Saints take a major slap on the wrist. Every NFL team, they just give them the stop it.
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
And the Saints pay for it.
All right.
Yeah, they will. They pay for the sins
right.
of the league.
888
We'll come back. We'll talk some basketball. We got all sorts of stuff. We'll talk about comedy basketball league.
Yeah, I need to get your vote on something.
Okay.
888-520-4374.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Drinking a German beer with a Cuban cigar in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulder, she probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in March. She says that I'm her favorite cause she admires the art. Michelangelo with the flow, Picasso with the bar. She's well put together like a piece by Gershwin. Renaissance style, tonight is picture perfect. So smile and pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Wow, wow. Class cabin fever, 5-hour layovers from Norway to Egypt. I'm to the point like the pyramids of Giza. Still I'm to the left like the tower out in Pisa. I'm feeling single, baby, I could use a feature. Swagger like Caesar, I'll get you a visa. We can go to Italy and maybe see the Colosseum. I'll be Da Vinci if you be my Mona Lisa. And I smile, so pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Spin the globe, wherever it lands, that's where we'll go. We'll hit up Europe, yep, and spend some euros. Or maybe visit Berlin, the walls with the murals. This is your month, baby, sign of the Virgo. Private reservations, glasses full of Merlot. A rosé, a burgundy, traveling like turbo. Brush up on your Espanol, we're Barcelona bound. So smile, so pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
All right. To the second hour of Punch Drunk Sports.
Well, we have breaking news, everybody.
Breaking news for all you guys who are watching us. Breaking news.
Not only do we have breaking news, it directly affects this show. It directly affects our first bag of bets.
Yes.
And it validates how much I know
and how
about
little
the NFL.
Ari knows about anything.
All three not of us only, were in agreement with you.
Not only did the Colts just announce that tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, they will be releasing Peyton Manning, the follow-up story is Dolphins have best shot at signing Peyton Manning.
I would go there if I was
said
him.
It 25 minutes ago. Not only to our buddy Red in Evansville, thank you for the call.
Who would love to have Cam Newton bang
we
his
made
fake
it
sister.
Yeah, Andrew
still
Luck.
Still not fair.
Andrew Luck will be the Colts quarterback.
Yep.
1, 2, Peyton Manning is not a Colt any longer within the next 24 hours. And 3, Peyton Manning will be wearing a Dolphins uniform come September.
That's going to be strange to see him in anything outside of that.
God, I got
Colts
that shit
18.
Right. All of it.
You got it
I'm
right.
I'm like the Nostradamus.
I said Miami before you said Miami.
No, you didn't, bro.
Go
I said it 2 years ago.
I said it two years ago.
I think, well, okay. In our conversation, he said it before you.
Yeah,
but
if you listened
I've said it
the last week,
time.
I talked about
so
it.
Did I
called Miami.
So did I.
No, you agreed with me. You're
I've been
like,
saying
yeah, I
it
agree
forever.
With you.
I've been saying it. I was the one that said he had a condo.
I said it in Spanish.
You were
he has a condo.
From on high. You know what I mean? Forecast and doom. Nobody listened.
I knew he had a condo.
Yeah, down in Florida.
In Florida, South Beach.
He only has a condo?
Dude, so what? He's got a residency already. His furniture is already there. He's got side pussy in South Beach. Who doesn't?
Do you
Let's
think
be honest.
Peyton Manning has
South
side
Beach.
Pussy? Does he look like the guy who has side pussy?
I think
look,
he does.
Dude, I have a lot of people in Indianapolis, friends, family, and I don't want to say it's widely known that he has side pussy, but I will whisper that. It's widely known he has side pussy. He's an athlete. He's a professional athlete. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Not all of them. I'm not making a super general statement, but I'm telling you.
That's kind
of
like
look at the history of
that
it.
That was the whole theory that it was widely known that Cal Ripken beat his wife. Do you ever hear that? Like he always beat his wife. You ever hear that?
I always hate when people say that because they never say what she did to deserve to get beaten.
Yeah.
He's so controlling. Like apparently he's so OCD. Like every person he shakes hands with, he has to look them in the eye before he releases the hand.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's strange. Everyone. Think how many fucking hands he shakes.
He does that?
Every day.
So
yeah.
He's that asshole?
But it's some weird OCD thing.
It's very
like he has
politician.
To do things the certain way.
I love how every people explain their assholeness with a condition.
Well, of course. You got to hide behind something. Look, I'm not me. I'm this condition. So fuck yourself.
Who's the coach of the 49ers again?
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh? Yeah. You know, if you ask him, hey, Harbaugh, he's old school coach. That means he's an asshole.
Yeah.
It's like that's when someone's an asshole, you say he's old school. He doesn't put up with shit. He's an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every coach, he's got a, like, they go in the middle field, he wants to fight them every time. It's like, dude, just shake hands and go back to the locker room.
Both Harbaugh brothers are intense people, which makes me wonder about their family.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but I'm like, I bet those guys.
Do you think his dad had Naked Fight Club in the bottom of the basement?
Oh, that's what it stems from?
Yeah.
Just having to beat each other, just oiled up. At
yeah,
six
and they just had them fight for their suppers.
See, the other one didn't get the vittles, is what you're saying?
Well, they're both.
Like, what was the point of nudity being involved? I mean, they could have just had a fight club
saying.
In the basement, which made
nudity.
Sense of the story. But
it's
like,
comedy, bro.
That's
it's called
like.
Raising the stakes.
You just add nudity?
I took the punchline, raised the stakes.
And took the clothes off of it.
We lost a caller. Someone called in, then they left.
They did?
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I mean, I knew he was going to leave. Yeah. I would have let him go, too. I actually think, for Peyton Manning, this could be a good move for him. Because he's getting out of the dome. He's going to be able to play outside, and instead of having to worry about when he gets to the playoff and do that one game outside where he always shits the bed.
Okay.
It's so
I'll
fucking
give you that,
rare.
Yeah.
It's so rare that anybody anymore finishes their career with whatever team they started
now,
with.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game now. It's what's going to happen.
They're already talking about trading Kobe. Did you see that?
You're going to spend last 3 years of your career, 4 years of your career, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice did it. You know, all of the. Montana did it.
Emmitt Smith did it.
Everybody
willingly.
Did
he
it.
Went to Arizona because they were on the
Jordan,
pay him
Michael Jordan.
Jordan did
the
it.
The gold standard.
Although he was in the partnership.
I
with
called
him,
it
so.
Last week. I said.
So
they're
did
gonna
I.
Amnesty,
I called it too.
They're going to amnesty.
Did you beat him? That's what
I said it.
They're going to amnesty Kobe. They're not going to do that well. They're not going to go far.
That's interesting.
He's going to throw tons of attitude. The Jim Buss doesn't like him. You can already tell because they're like,
that's
shut
the thing,
up.
Though, but they want to then build around Bynum because that's his boy, and Bynum has shown that he can't put those miles.
Dude, Kobe's making 30 mil. That's fine 5 years ago when the cap was different. This shit's going to be hard cap.
Yeah,
you can't have one guy making all that money.
I don't think Dr. Buss would let him cut Kobe. I think he wants Kobe to
retire. Who do you think
retire.
He likes more, Kobe or his son?
Well, yeah, but his son, I think it's like that's the last holdover from his era.
I think
like, let this guy retire a Laker, and then that is gone.
I I just think that Kobe's going to throw a hissy fit, yeah. And they're going to be like, screw you, we run this team, and he's going to go, and I can tell you where he's going to go, too. They're going to clean all that salary cap on. No one's going to make a trade with him because they're going to want him to amnesty, because then they're going to get Kobe at a discount price,
yeah.
And it's going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's going to go play for them at a discount. Because he's not going to have to carry the team.
What about going to the Sixers? You know, he's from Philly. He goes there. They are just
That's an interesting argument.
Yeah, there's one badass player away from being a threat in the East because that team is fun.
But I think he does less work on the Thunder.
Do you think Kobe's ego?
Does, but he won't be second banana to Durant. And Durant
do you think Kobe's
the
ego
he's
will
mind.
Allow him to do that? You obviously do.
What?
To go, he'd be number two.
Do you think
that.
Kobe's ego will allow him to be the second banana?
No.
Maybe the third banana.
I
he goes
don't
to Philly,
think
he's
so.
Number one.
But if he wants rings, and he really wants rings, I would go to Oklahoma. Or I go, Clippers,
yeah,
hello, and I just move right over, which
think,
would be great.
Do you see that article last week where Kobe's like, I don't have any living peer. I've never had a peer, like somebody, a big threat during my reign in
I
the
disagree
NBA.
With him.
Well, but at this point, he knows he's going after rings, the points total, like all the records to be all-time greatest. So you might have an argument with OKC.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes, I'll go second banana and get three more rings, and I'm the greatest
He'll
ever.
Do enough.
He'll do anything he can.
There
to
is
get
a
that.
Video of Kobe Bryant in some sort of celebrity tournament, you know, basketball game, one of those ones they have, and he was like the marquee NBA player. Obviously, that's a big one to get. And he had there's a video of him having like an argument with the guy that was announcing him as he came out. Did you see this?
No.
Where he said one of the top greats, and Kobe corrected him and said, "It's Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, and me. I'm number three, all time greatest NBA player."
So he's going on points.
Do you agree with that?
No.
No.
I don't even see him as
that
a top three Laker.
That's directly from Kobe
wow,
Bryant's
really?
Mouth.
Dude,
I agree with that statement, Sam Tripoli.
He's an argument for top. I mean,
no, man.
He's
going to
go down
win.
With records galore.
He is not
Chamberlain,
Magic Johnson.
Jabbar, Magic Johnson.
The problem is, like, okay, Magic and Kareem,
Kobe.
I watched play.
Right.
Chamberlain,
West.
I didn't
right.
see play. West, I didn't see
dude,
play.
Dude, this
like,
is
I've
our
seen
argument.
Clips.
I have
I've
it with
stats.
Caparello all the time. Let's play this game. We're in basketball heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You have the top 50 players in your mind, all at their statistically most dominant
their best season.
Year.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you're going to take Kobe number three of
over.
All these phenomenal players?
And we're just talking about the Lakers. We're not even
well,
talking
I mean, look,
all time.
Irving and Kareem. Yeah, I guess Irving, Kareem, and Will. I mean, how do
Dude,
you displace
Shaq
one of those three?
Shaq does not get enough credit.
I take Kobe before I take Shaq.
No way, bro.
Shaq,
no
I mean,
way.
It's true, though. He was
Let
such
me ask
a
you something.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Let me ask you something.
You couldn't do
who
anything
wins,
about it. Who could stop him in his prime? Nobody.
You change
Nobody.
Your
change
entire
defenses.
Game.
They
change
defenses.
They
changed
the
rule for defense.
They had to reinforce the goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had to change the game for him. Yeah, that's true.
Kobe, you just put your best guy on him. He still is going to get
his. And he struggled.
His 40.
They never
Shaq,
talk
you
about
change
that.
Everything
yeah,
when you
prime,
play
Shaq.
Yeah,
his prime, he was an immovable object. It's like, look, I'm barreling over your guy, and I'm going right to the rim.
They never talk about that, man.
And if Shaq played when Wilt played, he would have averaged 80 points a night.
Yeah.
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 When Shaq came
no
into the league,
dude.
When Shaq came into the league, they called it the golden era of centers because it was like Ewing,
and
Olajuwon, David
Robinson.
Yeah.
And he would go through those guys. I mean,
well, because they were all tall and wiry, and he was just this massive a man. Plus, he was agile and quick. He could spin and do those 180s and just turn around and, like, he's been flat foot under the dunks, that double handed.
How dominant is Dwight Howard? And he struggled against old Shaq. He would have his worst game.
But that was younger Dwight. I think Dwight now could compete better.
I agree with that.
Dwight now versus young Shaq, it wouldn't even be close,
Dwight
brother.
Now, I mean, he could jump out of the building, and his strength is amazing. I mean, you ever
He's
seen that 6'10",
guy? Bro.
He is huge, though. He is a
Shaq
massive
is
a man.
Shaq is 7'1".
I think it's a, yeah, but I think he's stronger
Nimble.
And he's quicker.
Is Dwight Howard only 6'10"?
Yeah.
I thought he was a 7'footer.
Dude, look at this. When LeBron stands next to him,
like
LeBron's
obscene.
Taller. I know you think I'm crazy.
No.
LeBron's as tall as Dwight Howard. I'm telling you, dude. Look at it.
Yeah.
When they stand next to each other. So yeah, I don't think Colby's number three.
Yeah, you're right. I think he's
been dominated in series.
Let me ask you something. He's not even number three.
You take Kobe off of those Shaquille O'Neal teams, and you put Dirk Nowitzki there, and Kobe's on Dallas. Who wins more rings, Dirk Nowitzki or Kobe Bryant?
Well, the problem is you can't take Dallas's personnel into account, because then they would have tailored a team around Kobe like they did for Dirk. They found guys that complemented Dirk's style. So if you're willing to do that, I still think
I disagree with that statement at all. They found guys who fit Don Nelson's style.
True, but they also fit Dirk. Dirk fit Don Nelson's style of play. You know what I mean?
6'11".
Who?
Dwight Howard.
How tall is LeBron James? He's up there, bro. Kevin Garnett.
Yeah,
I mean, Kevin
tall,
Durant. Sorry. Yeah. It's getting huge. Yeah, Kobe's and personally, and you don't even take in, people don't even think about Elgin Baylor, how nasty that guy was.
I've only seen like modest clips of that. Like when someone says he's the best ever, I can't argue with you because I never saw him play. I don't know if he's the best ever,
but people don't take into account. Like he's a guy, he's the evolution of the game.
Yeah, double-double for a season. I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, let's talk about a couple people. Did anyone predict Kevin Love would be this good?
Nobody. Not even Kevin Love.
And I'm a Blake Griffin
Bill
fan.
I think he's the only person I've ever seen on the Kevin Love.
He did
Love
nothing
bandwagon.
UCLA that would ever say to me that Kevin Love
could
would be this
good?
Good.
No. I mean, he always could pass well at UCLA, and it's awesome to see him and Rubio because those guys are just willing to toss, and it's amazing. Like, it's good basketball, but he shoots the three ball now. Like, well.
Yeah.
Really well. He had that game winner like 3 weeks ago that was badass. And you're like,
against
this
the Clippers, I think.
Yeah.
45-10 he had.
And deservedly so. And I love Rubio on that team. I mean, dear God, they're great.
And they're winning now. So my whole argument used to be with Kevin Love, it's like he's putting up big numbers on shitty teams,
why
which was
Elm
Brand.
Why didn't they give him the full deal they could? They only gave him, what, 4 years instead of
no,
five
No, they don't
or
want that. They never want that. They always want less time because then they think they can make more money.
Well, no, but I mean, you can get that max deal and then another one on top of it. But like from the team's perspective, too, the team didn't push the issue, and Love was like, I would have taken a fifth year, and the team wanted four. How many free agents are clamoring to go to Minnesota?
I don't know, man.
That makes no sense.
He's
You've got
an
a
idiot.
Guy you drafted, sign him for as long as you can because he's leaving for probably somewhere else eventually.
Well, I just don't know how he isn't everywhere. And then Blake Griffin's my favorite player. Chris Paul is, I mean, I never knew how good he was until I started watching him like play every night.
The guy's a phenomenal.
He's slowed down.
He is a field general. He's a coach on there just directing the game. It's amazing to watch.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. And he
but
knows,
Kevin Love, I just have so much respect for. I'm like, it's really, I never would have guessed that. And just his game is so well-rounded, and I can't believe he's not on every commercial.
But I think a lot of that credit does go to Rubio because he distributes so well. Like, that guy lives for other guys' stats. So he finds you in the spot you love, and he gets all the teammates involved.
Like, his passing is like, we haven't seen anything like this.
Yeah, it's badass.
These no-look passes are like, it's like Sixth Sense weird shit.
And he slips in, just great little, like, how did you even see that lane? That was awesome just to watch. Like, if that was against my team, it would suck. You're like, oh, God damn it. That was a beautiful pass.
Have you ever
Fuck
played?
You. That was a beautiful
have
pass.
Have you ever had that moment where you're open, like, oh, I'm open, and you're like, nobody sees it?
Yeah.
He sees it.
Yeah, he sees it before it happens. That's the amazing thing. Like, oh, in like a half a second, he'll be able to round that corner.
But
and
he's just a kid.
Two guys.
He is a kid.
He's just a
kid.
Well,
in that gold medal game, when he was 17, he held his own easily against the NBA's best.
Who would you rather have right now, Kyrie Irving or
Rubio?
It depends on who's on my team with Rubio. Kyrie Irving can score.
I love Kyrie Irving. I told everybody.
I
mean,
I didn't think
he was
going to be this good.
I predicted Kyrie Irving
would
be so
great.
Good.
I would did too. I mean,
did you really?
You're such an asshole.
I'll give you up top on that one.
No, because everyone was like,
did,
who do you draft?
Coming.
I did because
I remember that.
He was the number one, but you watched him at Duke and you're like, I don't know, he's hurt a lot, but when he's in, he's dominating some games, not others.
Dude, he scored. He came back from an injury, scored like 25 in an
He's got a wiry frame, though. Like, he's one of those guys
19.
That looks. I know, but remember what happened with Livingston with the Clippers? He had that
he
same thing, that
frail,
young.
Yeah,
granted, he was taller. He was almost 7 foot.
Livingston didn't do anything.
I know. I'm just saying, you get those. Young guys you get those young guys in the NBA. They're not fully developed yet, and they have some weird freakish injury. You're talking about these guys are playing 35, 40 basketball games a year maximum in their life, including summer tournaments. Now they're playing 80 something games, and that's if you don't make the playoffs.
82 guaranteed.
You know,
plus
you do something weird
practice.
To a knee with a body that's not fully developed. That's much more of a devastating injury than it is if you just get, you know, a 30-year-old gets injured and everything
some
has
of them,
totally
like, look at Greg Oden. That guy's just a genetic
same deal.
Freak.
Same
yeah, just
deal.
Keeps breaking down because his body can't maintain.
He's a freak.
Someone just said
by the
this.
Way,
You guys have breaking badass chemistry. I don't know. Is that good or bad?
That
I think
that's
it is.
That's the best show on TV as far as I'm concerned.
I'll take that.
I'll take that.
Or that could mean that we all seem like we're on crystal meth, which
I'm fine with that, too.
No, I have.
Muffin Mania?
I could use another one of these, actually. I'm done.
Yeah, me too. LeBron James, by the way, 4 inches shorter than
okay,
6'8". Okay, I take that back.
I figured 6'8".
I'll take that back. Okay. Let's talk about Rondo.
You better, because you were 100%.
We talk about Rondo?
6'7", 6'11".
Okay. That game that he had?
I know.
Insane.
And they still want to trade him.
17 points, 18 rebounds, 20 assists.
I know.
Dude, that's a number. That's a great. That's like a video game
number. Maybe this is all Danny Ainge's ploy to motivate Rondo. Maybe it's just like every year I'll tease that I'm going to trade him.
Look,
and
everybody's knock on Rondo isn't necessarily his game. I mean, he's an asshole.
That's what they say.
He's locker room.
But he also gets knocked for inconsistency and kind of like how you know who Rondo is equivalent to the NFL, Randy Moss. He's this guy that has these insane, spectacular performances where you're like, this guy is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then he has these games where you see the video of him and he's not
playing
100%.
I say Terrell Owens.
Terrell's the bad, like Moss.
I think they have the same knock.
Moss, I still like.
Terrell
after
Owens
the
and Randy Moss to me are the same guy.
I thought Randy Moss was liked by his teammates. I thought his teammates liked him.
Dude, Randy
Once
Moss,
he got the,
he's
the
a
Patriots. Yeah, in Minnesota they liked him. I think it was the in between.
He ran himself out of Minnesota. He ran himself.
Yeah, but after years and they were shitty, and I kind of understood.
But I mean, he's always the one that's like, he'll be like, how Ricky Waters had that like,
he was just
Iverson. This is practice. Why am I going to practice 100%?
But those guys were liked by their teammates. I never felt like Terrell Owens wasn't liked by his teammates.
He was always on his own.
It's a locker room media circus that eventually you get sick of if you're not consistently putting up 17, 19, and 23. With numbers like that, you're willing to forgive and forget somebody as a locker room cancer.
Yeah.
But when you're like a media craziness where you're such a cunt and you're getting, he got into a fist fight in the locker room, you're constantly having to cover up stories because this guy's a wild card, you better put up some fucking pretty fantastic numbers.
I mean, plus with Rondo too, though, he's got this whole, like, he was little brother for a while. So it was like the three of them and Butu and all that crap, the togetherness. And it was like, Rondo,
and now he's like,
guy.
This is my team. These
guys
are old.
And they've deferred to him in that regard, but it's still, I think he had that growing pains of getting through and like, this is my team now. It is. He's their best player.
Oh, I just realized who Red was. Red's actually the guy that came up with all the awesome bag of bets guys. That's who it was.
Awesome, man.
Sorry,
cool.
I didn't give you a shout out on that, man. Really funny guy. Actually, he's the only guy that punch struck fouls.
If you've been, if you call in and you've been tweeting us, let us know your Twitter
handles. Yeah, let us know.
Everyone's always talking about
LeBron James is going to be the guy who has the first triple double for a whole year.
He could do it.
No, but I think it's going to be Rondo or Rubio. I think those guys have as good, if not a better chance of being the triple-double guys.
Rondo could do it if he puts in the heart every night. I don't think he could do it on that regard. Rubio would have to get his scoring up, and he doesn't score enough. It's tough to do.
Yeah, it's tough to do.
Yeah, Jason Kidd is really good at it because he gets 10 points pretty consistently.
Yeah, and he's good on the boards.
Yeah, he's good on the boards, and he gets a lot of assists.
Now, can we segue, while we're still on basketball here, unless you have any other NBA things you want to do, can we segue into...
Clipper Daryl.
Okay,
we want to say that.
That story. I mean, that sucks.
A lot of people aren't Clipper fans. They never heard of being Clipper fans. It's kind of like being like a really passionate fan about a high school football team.
It's like being a Cubs fan.
I think the best encapsulation of being a Clippers fan is a couple years ago, I bought tickets for a Bulls game, and the guy threw in free vouchers, like, hey, you can redeem these before whatever, and I grabbed you, Sam, and we went to a game, turned them in that day, hour before tip-up. We got courtside. What was that, seventh row, eighth row, behind the basket?
Well, not anymore.
Or a row behind the guy that sang the national anthem?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, and Clipper Daryl's over there going ape, trying to get everybody into it, and that was one of the best live games I've ever seen because they came back late. But, I mean, you could see him across the arena.
He's the real deal, and he's but this like, guy the, shit on him.
For the people that don't know, like, explain who Clipper Daryl is to all the fans. He's like the number one fan of the Clippers. He has season tickets. He's always
there. For 20 years, yeah. he's He's been going there. Now, the last five or so, they've been giving him season tickets because he adds to
He's the guy that gets all the chants going. He's the loudest guy in the arena. He wears this tuxedo zoot suit that's half red, half blue. He looks very
his
much like the Joker.
His car is Clipper, half red, half blue.
You can see him
blue.
From across court.
His house is colored it.
And mega fan.
And we've sucked for so long.
Yes.
And it's like, this guy's been like this. I mean, like other
like
NBA fans,
him,
other NBA players love Clipper Dale. They tweet him all the time. And to treat him like this is offensive.
Well, players tweet at him, and he, I mean, you and I went to, we got tickets somehow. I can't remember, like somebody hooked us up with tickets.
Drug deal gone bad.
And we were like, we were almost courtside, but we were like 40. He's like 40 rows behind us.
Yeah.
And when you get there, if you're a Clipper fan, you're like, okay, where's Clipper Dale? You know where his
season. You do that. You go, where's Clipper Dale?
You know where his season seats are, but you gauge where your seats are in the arena by like, oh, okay, I'm kind of catty corner from Clipper Dale because he's like up by the basket. So we're like, oh, shit, Clipper Darrell's like right behind us, you know? So every time Sam and I would like go get a hot dog or go to the bathroom, whatever, go up the aisle, we would walk by Clipper Darrell and we would always high five him. I think we took a picture with him. Like, it was a real cool thing because everybody knows who he is, you know. But so they sent him a cease and desist.
And because they were saying there was a couple things, like he was promoting himself as Clipper Darrell.
He was doing public appearances.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, then change your name or something.
It's stupid. He should be able to sell himself as Clipper Darrell because he's been going through the shit you've been putting through and through thick and thin.
But guess who did that? It's Donald Sterling, the biggest scumbag in the NBA.
Biggest scumbag ever.
So I want to know if... You know the guy for the Jets that wears the fireman Dave, or whatever he is?
He's like that. If you don't understand, maybe you understand that he's like that personified even more.
You show a Jets game, you're going to get a shot of the fireman
every
Dave
time.
Getting the chant, J-E-T-S chant going. That's who Clipper Darrell is for this. Now, I wonder if the Jets fireman guy does public appearances because Clipper Darrell was doing like parties and different things. Like, hey, you can hire Clipper Darrell. And what the Clippers said is, stop using our name to make money. And I think everybody says Sterling, who's notorious for being a penny-pinching prick.
Plus
and has always killed the
kinda
fucking...
racist.
He's
and I've
racist.
Stuck up for him.
I mean completely.
Always,
He's always... But my question is, I wonder how much of this is Sterling or how much of this is the actual corporation of the NBA going, look, man, you can't use one of our team names to make money. Just change your name to Superfan Daryl or whatever the fuck it is. But I wonder how much of this is actually the NBA going to Sterling.
I think that's a big part of it.
Yes. Now the NBA is watching. Their eyes are fixed on LA because of Paul and Griffin
If we change the name of this podcast to the official Los Angeles Clippers sports podcast and it starts getting a lot of followings, they're cool with it for nothing. But if we start making money, they see we're making $4,000 or $5,000 a month by saying they want a lot of their cut.
Yeah.
They want us to pay licensing agreement.
Yeah.
They want us to pay all these fees just to use their name.
If they allow you to go forward from there.
Eventually, if this name of this show is the official Los Angeles Clippers Superfan Sports Podcast, we start making $30,000 a year off of that, we are going to get a fucking cease and desist from the NBA and the Los Angeles Clippers.
And there was supposedly that he wanted them to hire him as an official employee of the Clipper organization. I'm like, and why not? Yeah. I mean, it's like... You guys.
Why not pay him? The guy's already, he's been
already
a cheerleader for free for 20 years.
And it's like $20,000. Let's say, what would he need? He already owns two of his own businesses, so he doesn't need the money.
It wouldn't be 20. They'd probably give him, 50 or 60 or something, because he got to do like personal appearances.
He'll do radio. He'll always do
radio. It'll be a full-time job. Yeah,
he does ESPN. He's done ESPN
and
radio. He's been on like Mike and Mike in the Morning. He's been on some of the bigger shows for ESPN as like, I'm the biggest Clipper fan in the world.
Yeah.
For 19 years, you guys thought I was
a
dipshit.
You see him crying on
Look
television?
Look who's laughing now.
Dude, the guy's crying, like having an emotional breakdown.
It's his whole life.
It's embarrassing.
He's like, I painted my house red and blue, you pricks. Don't take this away from me. I'm finally getting laid.
Alone one night, I painted my house red and blue, and just gun in the mouth, just jiggling around the teeth. That's got to be every night for the next 2 weeks.
You know, when Al Davis died, I was sad because he did so much, but, you know, it's time to go.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Well, Don Sterling, there will never...
Al coming out pretty soon?
Nobody will shed a tear because he's such a douche bag.
Who?
Don Sterling. I mean, to do this
the
is
NBA
embarrassing.
Has threatened,
he's a scumbag.
They have threatened to literally take the team away from you. They're like, look, we are going to...
If this was baseball, he would have lost his team already.
Easily. We're going to take your team away unless you start getting active in free agency, unless you make a progressive attempt to put some asses in seats, because we just built this new Staples Center for you. Granted, every seat in the place is fucking
clean
purple.
Clean up all your other businesses, too. No more anti, like, we don't let black families into apartment buildings because they're black. Like, hey, you're equal opportunity, just like the rest
he's
of us.
He's a prick. He should not own that team.
He has no kids, thank God.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Thanks. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Oh, we'll talk about Comedy Basketball League. We'll fantasy. We'll talk about something.
Yep.
Call in.
We'll talk about something.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Hey everybody, it's Brendan from the Squadcast. Eric and I are doing our first live show at the Lovitz, and seriously, this event is going to blow. Come celebrate. And
what?
I hate you. Come celebrate National Steak and BJ Day with the Squadcast on Wednesday, March 14th. I can't. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Okay. Come celebrate National Steak and BJ Day with the Squadcast on Wednesday, March 14th from 8 to 10 p.m. After our regular show from 6 to 8 on the Toad Hop Network, we're heading down to the stage joined by stand-up comics, games, prize giveaways, and even a BJ class from a world-class expert. No bull. $5 gets you into this patriotic celebration of the finer things in life. So join the Squadcast March 14th at 8 p.m. for the Fantasy Bromance Banquet at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater. Check out the Alien.
Strong, you will survive.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Bingo.
Welcome back.
We're back.
Boom. The final stretch.
Starbucks is, I'm ready to fight. I've had two giant Starbucks coffees.
I thought they even go take a dump. You get that Coke blowout.
I'm ready to fuck.
Okay. Well, up. I just got a tweet saying, watching Punch Drunk, and that's the smartest I've ever sounded on any podcast. I don't know.
The smartest you've ever sounded?
Yeah. Apparently, I was very passionate about stuff, and they really appreciate
it. It's nice to see that I helped you raise your bar.
I tweeted you. It was actually me that tweeted you that.
No, that's unless your new name is Zach Wright.
That's my fake account.
Yeah.
Okay, Tebow. Yes. Where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing soon?
I've got a couple things coming up. One, the Naughty Show with Sam Tripoli.
If you guys are in L.A., March 22nd.
Thursday night,
9 o'clock at the main room at the Comedy Store. It's packed. Dude, this show
is
packed.
2 weeks from this Thursday. Hold up the flyer so they can see it, Sam. Utilize the camera.
2 weeks from this Thursday?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay, where is it? Boom. Right here. It's going to be a really great show. We got Bobby Lee. We got Owen Benjamin. Mike Costa. I got Clown Elvis doing his Elvis impersonations. Then we got some really hot chicks in the show. Brazelle. This girl did my Viper Room show. And she was so hot in the poll. I was like, come on, man, come do my show. So she's down with it. One of our personal favorite people on the planet, Elaine Laney Hoxie, is going to be doing a little burlesque. And then we have Andy Sandemus, adult film star, going to come down and talk about the world of sex. So that is $10 on laughstub.com. If you're in town, I'm telling you, it's more bang for your buck. It's ADD Theater. You'll never see a better show. Come on down.
You will not see a better show. So I got that going on. The 30th and 31st, La Jolla Comedy Store,
yep,
with Sarah Tiana and Sam Tripoli.
Yep.
I've already got a lot of people in San Diego and La Jolla area that's hit me up and be like, can't wait to come see you guys. So if you're in the San Diego area at the end of the month, come see one of our four shows, I believe.
Yep.
Tripoli and Tiana and the Teeb. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you listen to one of the Naughty Show podcasts on Death Squad, you know when Tebow and I roll into town, it's going to be a crazy show.
Yeah, we've had a good track record of some insane shit happening, haven't we?
Yeah, it's like we're like this weird Grateful Dead show where people, like, it's the show's fun,
something,
but it's the after party that gets really
something
interesting.
Something with me and you that always winds up being a story. And
it brings
then,
out the best in people.
I really love it.
To the people that are watching this live or listening to it Wednesday morning, I'm in the main room of the Comedy Store tomorrow
Wednesday
night.
Morning?
No, if you're listening to this before tomorrow night,
yeah.
Main room of the Comedy Store, 8 o'clock.
Okay. Matt, you got anything going on?
The only thing I want to plug, if I could direct people to, Friday I'm doing Tipsy Crow down in San Diego. Badass show. You guys ever done it?
No, Tipsy Crow?
No.
What
Tipsy
is that?
Tipsy Crow, Mal Hall runs the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so much fun. It's like a New York
club kind
of
chicks.
Atmosphere. Yeah, tons. Tons. Well,
that guy gets
awesome
chicks at his show.
Awesome.
He's a cool
show.
Guy.
And it's me and Rick Ingram, but I mean, usually it sells out. I'm sure it's already
sold
out.
Who's closing it out?
Rick is.
That's cool. We also, after this podcast, we have a really good podcast, Hot and Heavy. Angie and the Greg Wilson. They have Cato Kaelin coming in.
Who's a good guy, man.
Yeah. Cato Kaelin's one of the nicest dudes you'll ever meet in your life.
I did his podcast. Never knew him. He asked me to do his podcast. I've never met him before in my life. Went over to his apartment, hung out, and we talked for about an hour before we did his podcast, and we did like an hour-long podcast.
The nicest guy.
Dude, that guy is so nice.
I think he could have.
And he's like a motivational speaker or something like that because he's one of those dudes that's like, he's the opposite of what I thought he would be. And he's very, like, high energy, really positive.
What did you think he was
going to
be, like,
cool
Hollywood sleazy cokehead?
I thought I was going to get my throat slit just for hanging out with him. I thought some black ninja
that
wasn't
O.J. Like some Russian mob they owes money to?
I thought somebody not O.J. Simpson.
Oh, is that the unofficial?
Was going to come and slit my throat just for doing his podcast. No, I didn't have any expectations.
He's a really nice guy. And, you know, he was involved in that unfortunate thing, and it probably changed the course.
Well,
but he's
like,
such a nice guy.
Every person, though, that interacts with you already has that. Like, they have some preconceived notion of, that's got to be weird, too. Every person you encounter associates you with this, like, nonstop. You're like, this is just weird.
Yeah, so if you're listening right now and if you got time to do it and you're just at your computer, whatever you're doing, stick around and listen
Angie
to Cato
Kaelin. She's
Angie
hot as shit.
Hot as shit. Greg Wilson.
Who's the cool big guy? Is it Greg Wilson? Is the heavy? Yeah. He's not the heavy. He's like
he's a kind midget. Of more like a Fred Flintstone-ish kind of guy.
He's a Hebrew midget.
Yeah, he's a little Jewish Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
So that brings me up to a point that I would like to do, which is what you were saying with Mal Hall, who's running this gig that you're doing.
Yeah.
Great guy. And he was on, if we could talk, Comedy Basketball League. We're in this big Comedy Basketball League together. And Ari, Sam, and I are on three different teams. You two are on the same team.
You're the commissioner.
I am the commissioner.
And you are the David Stern
of this league.
Of our league.
Now, which I think is cool that you decide one day to put it together after I think we'd won the trophy. After I went, what did I go, like 5 of 7 from 3-point line?
That was to win second place, I believe.
That was
that
three
league.
Seasons
no,
ago.
No, no, we took first place.
That was three seasons ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a couple years ago. I think that first half you were like 4 for 5 from 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on fuego. Well,
3 years ago, he was on fire.
The fourth one you hit, and you just kind of turned, you're like, look, I'm on today. Yeah. Like, it was just, hands went up, like, nothing you can do. You can't stop me.
So now you're the commissioner of the league, and we will bring, one reason we, when Ari couldn't make it, we wanted to bring you in. We were going to try to get Brody in also, and because Brody's our baseball guy. And I was talking to him at the comedy show last night. He's got some good stuff in the queue for us. But Brody Stevens, yes, is our baseball guy. Tate Fletcher from The Ultimate Fighter, Rogan's old bodyguard, is going to be our UFC guy. And then you are going to be a frequent guest or call in because you're the commissioner of this league. That once we start up, I believe it's April 3rd. Every Tuesday night. So every day we have a podcast, we have a game that night. The three of us will literally almost be leaving from here, going straight to the gym.
And there's a good chance both, like all three teams, could be in the 7 o'clock game because we've got both gyms now.
Yeah, well, so whatever. So it will be a point of contention for the entire 10-game season. My team, the Open Michael Jordans, surprise team of the season last year, yes or no?
No.
Come on. Who would you say was the surprise team?
Who was the surprise team? Our team, we were
surprisingly that you don't suck. That's what you mean?
Like, well, I think the expectation level.
I think the season
the
before
season.
That, the season before that, we had a team that got split into two teams. I took over the Open Michael Jordans. That team that was disbanded and split into two teams, we only had one win that whole season.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember what that win was? Can you wrap your brain?
Yeah, I can remember. Yeah.
Wrap your mind around it. Let the listeners know what team we beat.
You beat us in the playoffs.
And knocked you out. We were 0-10.
It's because.
And we knocked you out of the fucking playoffs.
The first season, everybody makes the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you were 0-10.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have made the playoffs. And we didn't show up. We've been fighting as a team, I think, a half
season.
Yeah,
we had a weird. Our team went downhill.
You guys have 10 Rondos.
I'm not a Rondo, bro.
You're the Rasheed Wallace.
I'm not
Wallace.
A Rondo.
You have Rasheed Wallace and 9 Rondos.
I play with passion. There's
so does everybody.
Threw an elbow at Glassman.
Steve Renazzisi.
Glassman's an asshole.
Steve Renazzisi. Glassman is an asshole. Steve Renazzisi, for you guys, when I would play you guys, I'm like, thank God Renazzisi's here. I'm going to guard him. Why do you guys let Steve Renazzisi from the league on FX, why do you let Steve Renazzisi shoot? He goes 3 for 16 every fucking game.
Well, he's not on the team anymore. He's in New York.
He moved to New York.
Yeah, plus 5 turnovers.
Is it because of his TV credits? You guys just let him pull the fucking trigger?
Yeah, just, I don't know. He's out there.
I love
playing.
Steve Renazzisi.
So do I. I love guarding him because I know he's going 3 for 16.
Look, that him shooting like that, we won. We won one season and came in second another season with everybody kind of playing the same way they always played. You know, so that season, the year you guys beat us, we just didn't play that well.
I get ripped off. I should be defensive player of the year.
You should not be defensive player of the year.
I play hard defense,
bro. You play hard defense for 30 seconds to a minute
so
straight.
So I'm out of shape, but I still play
so
hard.
What, you only judge 1 minute at a time? It's not game and season. It's 1 minute increments.
Dude,
just 1 minute,
I'm playing defense.
D-harder.
I'm following hard.
For 1 minute.
Yeah.
What? I'll give it to you. It
you
is
but not, hey, dude, I take myself out. I'm not a guy.
You're saying you play better defense than Willie Mack.
That's what he's saying.
I play badass defense,
dude.
You guys don't give me enough credit for when I do, and you don't let me cover the guy. I know how to play defense, dude.
Sam,
I don't get the respect.
We're the old men in the league, and you're older than me.
I am the old guy.
But you want to post yourself on the fastest, youngest guy on every team, and just like, look, we got to play to our strengths. And
I have to post myself because I can't get, you guys, I don't shoot enough. I don't get, I'm not allowed to shoot. I'm a good shooter.
Well, we only had 7 this year, so there'll be shots galore.
Who do we lose?
We lost Steve, we lost Lucas, and then she said he'll be back at the end of April, but who knows? I don't know.
Wow, those are some pivotal positions you guys lost.
I don't know why Lucas left.
I think it's to get more shots.
Ari is staying on the
improv. I think he got
team.
Mad when he was the first guy taken out. I could see it in his face.
I just think once Mal came in and Mal eats up a bunch of shots that he got fewer. And, like, you know what? If he played on another team, he would get more shots. I understand his grievance, but...
Now, two seasons, I feel like my team is the Los Angeles Clippers. Because two seasons in a row...
Well,
people,
you're the old man,
you
team.
Need to get a ding-donger to be your
I'm
Clipper
I'm the same
Darryl.
Age as you.
Yeah, but you're
I'm
the whole
60 days older
age.
Than you.
Your whole yes. league, your whole team is my age. I at least got some
Not
young
anymore.
Guys.
Not anymore. I got some young guys coming in. But listen to me. Two seasons in a row, my MVP has been farmed from you fucking pricks. Mal Hall, who is the MVP of the league.
On a team that won zero games.
Doesn't matter.
Well, that's
man.
The thing, though. You guys,
right? That's what happened to the Clippers.
That team uniformly voted for Mal, so that's why you know that's what got him in. Like it's with Glassman
because
well,
the guy was well, a I fantastic feel that, like, player. So you Mal guys get him, and a, now my MVP.
Who?
Of does he not even know what you fucking what you
we
allowed
got a
to
new
happen?
Player?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to stop that. I told
yeah.
you when it
what
was
happened?
Happening.
What happened?
No, no. One player, his best player, Tucker, is now going to be on the improv because Andy on the improv and him are roommates, so they can just save on gas.
All the games are at the same
time. $5 a gallon, bro.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, I told
so
you.
So I lose my 6'9 dominant center.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Does he do stand up?
He works yes. at a production company.
Does he do stand up?
That's my point. The guy's not even a comic, and you're yeah. letting him in the league?
He was on your team, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That was before I. This is the first time hearing this guy's
him.
Not a comic.
That's where the. That's,
this
that's
is the first
you turn on me,
I'm
Benedict
hearing.
Arnold.
You this is just the first time hearing of this.
We could have had solidarity on this issue. You just threw me under the bus.
That's when the league went bad. And Glassman just, the Daniel Snyder
it's
of our league.
One guy you're bitching over, and he's the nicest guy in the fucking
I'm
world.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. That's not the point.
He is a great guy, and I'm sorry to lose him, but two
and
years in a row, my best player
voted
gets
to keep
jacked.
Him in. Actually, I got something I need you to vote on. Playoff structure.
Okay, Sam, you, yes. I've already voted
teams,
last night.
We have three options. Here's we can do vote. 1 through 4, only make the playoffs, play for championship. Option 2 is 1 through 6, and like 1 and 2 get a bye or whatever else. And then option 3 is top 4 play for championship, bottom 4 play for toilet bowl.
No,
and we give toilet bowl a women's trophy.
I do like that.
Yes, that's from Gator.
I'm not bad
I
with
like
that.
That a lot.
But I prefer 2.
Okay, that's.
I don't
vote.
Think you should play a game if you're eating dick.
And let me explain my logic behind it. Is that your official vote, or can
that's
I can I change your vote
okay,
with a dialogue?
I'm willing to listen.
We're all paying X amount of money. To be in this league and to play basketball and stay in shape and have fun and all this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
We have both gyms. Why not let people at least play the same amount of games?
Yeah, we've already paid
just
for the
because
rental.
My if I don't make the playoffs and every time I get a good player, it gets farmed for one of these older existing championship teams.
I can't wait to see who you give us this year.
I gotta
say something about Tebow. He's sneaky. Like, he'll get,
why
like,
do you think I
100%. 11
captainship
he's
points,
good. 8 rebounds. He gets it. I don't know how he does it.
Yep. I'm right there.
You're sneaky you under
are,
the
I'll
rim.
Give it to you.
I'm
You're
like the next the guy that bangs
But you get
your
more shots.
Girlfriend.
I only get 3 shots a game.
Who has a long-sleeve American or alternative apparel shirt underneath his jersey that matches?
If
Who
I
smokes
shot
a cigarette
more,
at halftime?
Yeah. Who
I shot
his
more
gloves on first before he smokes it.
Who plays basketball?
I almost jumped teams this year. I almost left.
You almost came over to my team.
Yeah, I was really close.
We had contract negotiations.
Because I just don't get to shoot enough.
We had contract negotiations.
Yeah, how far did it get? What was he asking?
He wanted just all he wanted was porn stars on the team, and I was like, I don't know, bro. He's like, come on.
That was it,
Jenna Rose, dude. I just want to post her up in practice.
Such an asshole.
But so. What do you so that's my argument is like if I don't make the playoffs or you know I don't make the playoffs especially because
well, you
of some
know what dude you sound like these moms who like all the kids should get trophies just
because
they didn't
play
we
should
well
all get
yeah,
trophies.
They
I'm saying
get a women's trophy
if I'm playing if I'm paying X amount of money to be in this basketball league
then
let me
win
play
some
as many
games.
Let me play as many games you know even if
win
it's just for the
some
toilet
games.
I'm the same way I want to play yeah but that then should motivate me to get me to the top 4
and there's also 3 teams. That have every season that have never played together before. It's 3 hodgepodge scrap teams of people that can't get on these teams that have been playing together for 5 years.
Yeah,
like let them build some team chemistry by getting a couple games in the D League game. It's either that or that gym's just dark.
Yeah, it's gonna
let
go
us
dark
get some
anyway.
Fucking scrap
well,
games.
Well, it might
in there.
Not. If we go 1 through 6, then we have to do like we'd have to use.
Here's
both
my other argument. Here's my other argument, and we fell for this fucking shit.
Oh,
last
and then we
year.
Gotta go through the bag
okay,
of bets.
We'll do that next. Here's my other argument, then we'll wrap this up, and then you can vote. Last year, there was a bunch of times towards the end of the season when Moses's team and all these other teams that were already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, they just quit showing up to the fucking game. And then two teams that are tied for that last spot, one team wins on a default because the other team doesn't can't even put enough people on the court.
We bury them the first time we
play. If
played,
there's
then we
reasons and incentive to play,
I know,
even if it's a seeding, even if for seeding in the NIT,
that's what it is.
People are
going to
play competitively
NIT.
Through the whole fucking season.
Yeah, exactly. I want to keep guys engaged the entire season.
Okay.
Plus, they could skip out on refs fees, and then if they don't want to pay them, they're going to be bigger assholes, and then we have to pay for it.
Okay.
We have to
I respect that.
Okay.
I'll go with that. I like that. You should have a shit bowl. And there should be
and
some
it's a
rule
trophy.
Where it should be. I don't let the refs make the rules for our league.
I can't. If we want to use LA Parks and Rec,
can we do something about the profanity thing? Can we let that slide?
I would love to. But the problem is, if we use their gyms, we have to play by their rules, and we can't find a gym that's that located.
That's
like
fine.
That perfectly
I like the
located.
Spot. I like the place.
I know it's right in the middle of the
just
heart of everything. It's
60 comics, and you can't say fuck. You know, it's like
some refs let us get away with a little bit more. But yeah,
we got a call coming
sucks.
In. We'll take that. So let's move on to. So, anyways, Matt knows will be a comment.
So
coming in, calling in,
is what you're saying.
Letting us know.
I don't mind it having the other guys play. You
okay,
know.
So option three, you want NCAA,
yeah, I'm
NCAA,
cool with
NIT?
That. It's yellow. What does that mean?
It's not done yet. They're taking it right now.
Oh, okay.
He'll be letting us know. He'll be our correspondent on the basketball league, and we'll be handling controversial issues, as well as giving everyone a report as to how the game's going. And if anybody's in LA, by the way, Los Angeles area, any fans of the podcast,
especially if you're chicks,
or any of us. It's open. You can come. People come and watch the games and hang out and have fun. And so if anybody wants to come to the games, we'll let you know when they are. And feel free to come by, watch the games, hang out.
Tuesday nights.
I won't tell you what all comics are on it, but there's some big name comics that play in the Comedy Basketball League. So we've got a caller, and this is someone calling from up guaranteed Armenian calling. Even though his name's Chris, we got a Glendale call coming in. And wants to make a bet with Sam Tripoli about the NBA.
Oh, okay, go on.
So this
here,
is
let's
perfect. We're going to go bag of bets. And
sounds like someone shaving their eyebrow. Go on.
This could be an Armo versus Armo bet.
Yo, Glendale in the house.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, it's Neff, Captain Faggot Pants.
Oh!
I thought you were
Chris
guaranteed
Neff.
Armo.
You are losing our bet. The Lakers took the lead yesterday, and I just want to say you made the dumbest bet in history.
Chris Neff,
2-1.
Tell them what our bet was, and let's see if anyone else thinks it's the dumbest bet in history.
Explain what the bet is.
Okay, Tripoli gave me 2-1 that the Clippers would have a better regular season record than the Lakers because he bought into the hype and Mob City bullshit, and he forgets that the Lakers are a franchise that cares, spends money, and will get a player, take him to the title like they always do. So you're going to lose the bet. That's
and how much did you make on the bet?
He hasn't
it's
won
yet.
No. What, 2-1 on what? $1 or $1,000?
Exactly. What are the stakes?
Was it $50 bucks?
I wanted 100, and he could only go 50. So I get 50 if I win. He gets 25 if he wins.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. So you could lose $50.
Yeah.
He could lose $25.
Right.
I think that you're wrong, Neff.
Yeah.
I think it's the fleecing that he gives me 2-1.
Dude, you're crazy, man. They just won this one bad streak. They're going to get together, man. I'm telling you, you're nuts.
See, I think the Clippers could because they're younger. And that's what this season is. It's just a bunch of back-to-back-to-backs. And the younger your team, the deeper your bench, the better your record's going to be by the
end. And Eric Bledsoe had his first great game last
night. Yeah, they got a younger team. The Lakers are old as shit. Fisher's 2 years older than me. Kobe's my age. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Gasol's getting up there in age. Bynum.
Hey. Fuck you. Put your money where your mouth is. I'll extend
I'm not a Clipper.
All three of you jackasses if you're so confident.
Why do I feel like you want to fight me through the phone, you son of a bitch?
Yeah.
I'll
I just like gambling, to be honest.
Yeah. You do have a gambling problem. Remember when we were over at Sam's house and Neff was there and you were betting on every fight that was on the UFC?
Yeah.
I bet on every fight on the UFC. That's not just
And you just kept losing and getting deeper in the hole, and then you would go outside and place another bet and then come back in, and you refused to tell us what bet you just made because we're busting your balls so bad. But at the end of every fight, you were like, God damn it! And we're like, oh, I guess I know what you just bet on. And then you would storm out, make another bet, come back in, and berate us.
You weren't giving me a hard time or busting my balls. You were harassing me for having a gambler's instinct.
I think instinct and problem.
So funny.
A gambler's problem, I think, is more what you mean, Neff.
Hey, let's, Chris, stay on the line. We want you, we do something on a show called A Bag of Bets. And basically, when we get to a point where, like, you and Tebow, you're disagreeing on who's going to have a better record. So we go something called a bag of bets, and we're going to have a bag. We're going to make the bet, and whatever we're betting is in that bag, we're going to pull out a slip, and whatever that slip says, we're going to have to do it. So want to read some of these bag of bets that we came up with. I think there's some. This guy, Jamie Red Evans, is pretty funny, and he came up with some good ones. Let me go find them. And, yeah, we should have you on, bro.
Yeah, well, we're going to tweet.
If you guys want to put any money down on the futures on the MLB season, I'm the guy to talk to.
We need a guy to talk.
No, thanks.
Are you are you at all into hockey?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
It's impossible to bet and beat that game.
Really?
Because of the draws.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Soccer.
Right.
It's a waste of time.
But I imagine the payout on a draw is good. A payout on a draw is good, right?
Yeah, but you've got to have the stones to put your money on a draw, and you might as well be flipping a coin.
Okay, here we go. We got a whole bunch of them. Hey, what do you think of the UFC gay porn star? What's your take on that? Would you?
I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, there was a guy who's on the UFC Ultimate Fighter, and he used to do gay porn. And I was talking to Red Band. He's like, I wouldn't roll with that guy in jiu-jitsu. I'm like, what better incentive to get out and up on your feet than knowing that the guy...
This guy might rape me. Like, I've got to get him off. He's going to take me down.
And pretty sure it's common knowledge that everybody knows. You've probably seen Pornucopia going down in the valley. Remember that HBO series they did on the gays and the porn stars?
The queers.
Yeah. They claim... The gay porn actors claim, 50% of them claim that they're straight guys anyway.
I don't understand gay for pay.
Yeah, 50% of that means 50% of those people are lying to themselves.
Chris Neff.
Yeah, you have to be somewhat gay to do gay sex.
That's the whole point.
Unless you're just artificially getting up the whole time, like using every product possible, and like that's the mental aspect of it.
Yeah, every product, like crystal meth. Neff, let me ask you a question, buddy. Gay for pay, what's your price? You have to have a certain price where you're like, okay, I would do a film.
Dustin Torres and I play this game on...
Called Let's Make a Movie?
It's called Friday Night.
What are you doing Tuesday?
It's pretty much a daily basis. And it's pretty, I think the number that we settled on was $12,000, and that's just the mushroom tip on your teeth.
Oh, it's got to be on your teeth.
Ooh.
$12,000. Like, I would do that in a heartbeat.
It's pressed into it, like dick hole first?
Yeah. Okay. You don't get it in your mouth. You just smell
it. It's right there, and you're like gritting your teeth, like trying to expose as much as possible so it doesn't hit your lips when it spreads out.
Okay.
Hits the front.
Okay, here's
the 12,000? Okay, that seems okay.
I mean, like, what, do you got student loans to pay off? Why? Well, that's a weird number. I can't even buy you a new car.
That's rent or mortgage or whatever for a couple months.
You're not swallowing it. It's just one full.
It's just touching your teeth.
Clockwise.
You know what I do? I breathe in through my mouth with my teeth clenched to dry them off.
Neff, since you have some sort of odd fetish, how much money for somebody to put, like, Colgate on their dick and then brush your teeth with the boner? How much?
Dude, by the way, this was the whole ride home from Phoenix. I had to go with him and Joe King, just doing homoerotic
bets. Joe King would have been all over this.
It's a game we're never going to stop playing.
No, we are. Okay, quick. We got 1 minute. We got to go through bagged bets. Oh. Tell me what you guys think of some of these. If you lose the bet, you have to come to the podcast dressed as the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
You know what? Jason Rouse actually has a picture of that exact picture on Facebook. Make sure and look at it, by the way.
If you lose, you have to call up three people you've had sex with and tell them you got an STD and record it.
Ooh, that one's...
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that one's bad.
Winner has to draw...
I haven't had sex with three people.
I have an STD right now, by the way.
What?
I have an STD right now, by the way.
What is it?
Probably herpes of the mouth.
It's herpes of the mouth, exactly.
So who'd you blow?
No, it's all those dicks on his teeth.
I thought the toothpaste would stop it, but no.
What else we got? Okay, there we go. Boom. Okay, we have to go to a sporting event dressed head to toe in the visiting team's colors with a face paint and a sign that says John 3:16.
I'm fine with that.
I go with the John 3:16. That's the safest one of all of them.
And we have to watch an entire WNBA doubleheader.
That's a good one. We're taking a break. We're coming back, though, right?
No, we're done.
We're done?
We'll go through some more. All right, Chris, thanks for calling in. Notes, you did a great job. You're always welcome back. Chris, we'll have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully Ari will be back next week.
Yeah, Ari will be back next week. And thanks, everybody, for watching. Top 70, sports podcast.
Let's get that to
name
50.
Punch
Come on, let's
drunk.
Get that. Let's break that top 50, guys.
So thanks for all your support.
I don't know what I'm talking
enjoy, about. Enjoy Hot and Heavy coming up here on the Toad Hop Network. Ciao.
Take that, Joe Rogan.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Standing out of my